On to our fifth and final story of the program. Iraqi Kurdistan region's parliament speaker says the government's move to extend Masoud Barzani's term as president is illegitimate. According to Youssef Mohammad Sadir, the decision by the Kurdish Regional Government's Judicial Council to extend Barzani's term for another 2 years lacks any legitimacy and authority. He called on lawmakers to gather for an emergency meeting to discuss the issue on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Kurdish political parties are set to hold a plenary meeting in the regional capital, Erbil, later today. Barzani, whose term expires on Thursday, was elected president by the regional parliament in 2005. He was re-elected in 2009 by a popular vote in the Kurdish region's first direct presidential election. After a second term expired in 2013, Kurdish lawmakers extended his mandate until August the 20th of this year. Journalist Abdullah Hawiz joins us now from Erbil. Sir, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the repercussions and ramifications of this recent development in Iraqi Kurdistan.
I think it will make the situation more tense, more complicated, because the decision by the Kurdistan Consultative Council, which is a body found on 2008, is not binding legally, to say, because according to the law of the Consultative Council, they don't have the authority unless there is a conflict on both the president and the speaker of parliament personally send a letter request to the council to decide instead of them about the destiny of the president. So I think, as you mentioned in the report, like the Speaker of Parliament rejected the decision. So I think the situation will become more tense and more complicated in the coming days.
And where does that leave the opposition groups?
The opposition group, which is literally every single party except for KDP, which is Barzani is its president, are opposing the current new decision by the council. So I think the meeting today and the meetings in the coming days will decide the future of the president Barzani. Which will be either they extend his tenure for two more years or they may put him aside, which is, I personally think, is unlikely.
Thank you very much. Abdullah Hawiz joining us from Erbil.